This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's all about a hurricane named Michael today. So many talking about and watching some of these television reporters get banged around by some of the places that they were broadcasting from. It's very strange, I have to say. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Who better to kick us off than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News? Ellen, I'm sure you saw some of that coverage. Boy, that hurricane is something unbelievable what happened, huh?
It's interesting that the Category 4, now Hurricane Katrina, even though the Internet doesn't say so, was a Category 5. And the difference between a Category 4 and a Category 5 is only about 5 miles per hour. And in terms of, it looks like that Hurricane Michael was somewhere between 150 and 155 miles an hour. 157 is what a Category 5 is. So, I mean, it's just awful, and it looks like a lot of these homes are totally and completely underwater. Now, I do know this from covering Hurricane Katrina, which I did and also built a community center down there, that a lot of people have insurance. They think they have flood insurance, and they do, but they don't have mold insurance, and the mold can go right up the wall, and that is what destroys houses.
Yeah, and I remember that because I think the first time I met you, you invited me down to Mississippi.
I did.
Remember that? And that was all about what happened after BP. And I was stunned to learn what had happened in Biloxi. And it was great what you did to help the people there. And the fact that they told people, look, we're going to put an X. If you're not going to leave, we're going to put an X on your door because the door might not even be there. But we know that at least we might find someone behind it saying it was that dangerous. Yeah, it's absolutely, absolutely crazy. So you saw that. So there was people reporting from it, from all the networks. I just thought this was interesting. As a longtime broadcaster, I am and you are, what did you make of the decision of whether to cover it, break in, or whatever? You know, ABC was all over with this, but the regular networks weren't.
And you saw this guy get hit while he was on the ground.
I
wouldn't do it if I was a manager. And I think that they say that they're going to have better pictures by tomorrow morning because they're going to send planes and satellites and things like that. That's what they should be doing. They shouldn't be having somebody there in harm's way.
I agree. I thought it was strange, too. You're right. If I was running the newsroom, I thought we'd have to cover this somehow a little bit differently, for sure. So while that's happening, there's a conversation about another Michael. Is Bloomberg going to run for president?
Well, of course, you know, I always say that if you become a senator, you look in the mirror and you see the next president of the United States. But Michael Bloomberg is a billionaire. He did make his money. He came up with this machine, et cetera. And he did serve as a mayor. And I think that he sees himself as the next president of the United States. I really do. It's too bad. I don't think he's going to win, but he thinks he's going to win. And I guess if you have $1 billion and you have nothing else to do with your time, why not?
Yeah, there you go. You got the money, then that's the key, because we both know how much it costs to run, even with people feverishly in the background helping you raise that money. Speaking of that, Nikki Haley steps away as the ambassador of the UN at the end of the year. Who steps into that role? Any ideas?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, he's obviously looking at the former woman who was at Goldman Sachs, who is at Goldman Sachs. She was the Security Council person. We don't know who else is on his short list. Originally, he thought about Ivanka, his daughter, but of course, she doesn't want it, and two, he couldn't get her through because that would be nepotism at the highest order. So that's not going to happen. Then there is the ambassador to Germany, who was thought that he would be the UN ambassador originally, and he's an openly gay man, and the president was asked about it, and he said, well, he hadn't considered it, but he would now. He said he's doing a great job as in Germany, so who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Nikki Haley, do you think she'll run for something else?
I think if Nikki Haley doesn't run for something else, your name is not Kate Delaney and my name is not Ellen Rappin. I think that this woman absolutely and positively is going to run for something. Now, she might not run against President Trump, which she said she wouldn't, but she's still young enough that even if Trump runs next time, and I'm pretty convinced he's not going to be on the planet, but that's just me, you know, and the dead people are telling me that. I mean, he's gained 25 pounds since he's been in office,
yeah,
et cetera, but
oh, yeah,
let's assume that he does win in 2020, then I see that she would run in 2024. I just don't, if she's going to run for something, or she's going to be in that Senate seat.
Yeah, that's what I think. One of the two things for sure, and probably next time around. I know that this is important to you. You and I have had conversations about this too as well, that not enough is done as far as mental health is concerned in this country, although, you know, it was World Mental Health Day, on Wednesday.
Yesterday. That's right.
Yeah, so raising awareness is a good thing, I think.
Well, I think it's very good that what they're saying is that it's going to cost trillions, like $16 trillion in the next 10 years to do this. And what The Lancet, which is basically the same thing as the AMA journal, except it's in England, has done a study in Liberia, and they say that if schools intervene early and if they get intervention early, you know, we don't know what it's like to be bullied. A kid bullies another kid, and then that kid tries to kill himself. I mean, there's all that kind of stuff that goes on now.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, Ellen Radner, as always, very informative. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so as Ellen says about being bullied, and I think with World Mental Health Day, I know in my own life, I know so many people that struggle with so much, from anxiety to, you know, other things that you just wouldn't believe, and mental disorders are on the rise. To me, it's like a disease. And, you know, talking about how much it costs, $16 trillion by 2030, and then what the loss of productivity and how much is that, working days lost because of mental illness every year, and, you know, what is it about mental health that is so often underfunded, neglected, etc.? When you think 2 billion people suffer from mental illness, I think when you look back and hear stories of decades ago, what it was like, way different when somebody was diagnosed versus now. So at least that part is better. But every day seems to be something, you know, named for whatever it is. A lot of times it's, you know, cotton candy day or whatever. But I thought it was important to recognize World Mental Health Day and where are we headed in that, as far as that direction is concerned. So Michael was really the craziness of the, you know, video and what was, when it hit landfall, what it was like. People are describing it in Panama City. It's like a bomb went off. Looks like a tornado very much, except for now you have the rain on top of that. There's a place in Florida called Mexico Beach, and that was crazy what happened there. I mean, those houses were pretty much underwater. Rips, roofs were ripped off. And it was really, really bad there. Condos, whatever was in its way. There was winds of 155 miles an hour, give or take. More on Michael and a few other things as we hit odds and ends on the flip side here on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Once again, getting just decimated. What a mess. I'll tell you what, the flying projectiles, the debris, always scary when we talk about tornadoes. Ton of you listening to this get the whole tornado scenario. And some understand what it's like to go through the hurricanes, too. The key thing is, if it's not the water, it's the wind. And this time, Michael, really, it was about the wind, and ground zero was Mexico Beach. And Mexico Beach, I didn't even know there's a place called Mexico Beach. I've been all over Florida, but there's a million little towns. And I, of course, am familiar with Tallahassee, and who isn't, and Panama, and Destin, and all those places, but never had heard of Mexico Beach. And then seeing the flooding and the devastation, woo. Boy, it was so smart because it rushed in so quickly. It was so smart to get people out as soon as they can. But, you know, even when you say evacuate, it doesn't mean everybody takes that warning and does it. It doesn't mean that they leave, even though they know there's the potential of massive flooding and loss of power and all the things that that involves when you have a Cat 4 or a Cat 5. One person, but a lot of homes without power. Michael smashes in Wednesday at about 2 o'clock Eastern, Cat 4, near that place I just mentioned, Mexico Beach, Florida. And it's the strongest storm to hit the U.S. since Hurricane Andrew in 92. And if you've ever seen any of the video or any of the photographs from from that, you know exactly what Andrew did, especially to parts of Miami, how devastating that was on the other coast of Florida. So marinas were turned upside down. Homes were left with piles of rubble everywhere where they used to stand. And it's gotten slower since it's made landfall. That's the good news. Way slower as it tracked up through Charlotte and through Raleigh-Durham and all the way up and over. But later this week, it moves into the Atlantic. But there's flooding on the Gulf Coast. There's downed trees, utility poles, and of course, that makes it tough on the whole rescue idea. So there's curfews in 9 counties. There is a boil water notice in Bay County, one of the counties. And even, believe it or not, with hurricanes, sometimes they spawn tornadoes. So there's even a tornado watch in effect. And that's in effect until 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern on Thursday. Arrests because of looting, which is always so sad to me that I don't care what your economic situation, picking off and take advantage of a situation when something devastating like Michael is happening. I saw a picture of a bank that was in Panama City, and it looked like all the glass windows had just blown out. You could see right through the bank. That might have been the craziest example. And it was maybe 5 floors, this bank. Shopping centers, piles of rubble, buildings, stripped walls, roofs, all that kind of thing. Just down, down, down. Panama City got slammed big time, too. And some people tried to ride it out. And it was pretty scary, and they maybe survived. But you have gigantic trees that are lying through stores. And, I mean, I could go on with my descriptions because I saw a lot of this. But it's that Florida panhandle area, southeastern Alabama, southern Georgia. Some of you are from there, live there. You know exactly what I mean. I mean, it is a nasty storm. So now it's cleanup time again. You know, when something like that happens, it's all about that. It's picking everything up, and it's going to be a lot of pickup because you had a lot of homes that are in various states of disarray. I mean, it's pretty nasty. And that's going to certainly take some of the FEMA action. It's going to certainly take all of that emergency assistance in Florida, in Alabama, and some of those other spots as well. Because it really just battered parts of Florida. It's so interesting. When you look at a map of Florida, hello, welcome to the Sunshine State. And we look at it, and you're either getting it on the east, you're getting it on the tip if it's Key West, or else it's going right up the backside, and it's all the way up through the Gulf Coast, missing Tampa and some of those other areas, and you just never know. You just watch the path of it. But the fact that it hit the way it hit was the key thing. Because there was no... This storm, let's put it this way. This storm had no back down move. That was it. It did not back off. It's just a mess. It's just about cleanup. And it's interesting because Florida has been dealing with, sadly, red tide. So now you got Hurricane Michael pushing it ashore, is what some of them are saying, is that, okay, so now you're going to have that. You've got that red tide that has been killing fish and releases all those toxins. There's people that are having trouble with breathing, their respiratory systems, because it acts sort of like a tear gas for some people. And the red tide has been, that toxic algae has been something that they've been dealing with all over the state. Now, with this, does the storm push the algae deeper into the water, or does it push it up near the surface? And how quickly does fresh water from rainfall flow back toward the coast, killing the algae? So it just depends on this storm, the particulars of the storm. Isn't that crazy? Just another thing to worry about. It's just like what happened with Florence. There was all this fish all over the place, and they had to clean them up, dead fish everywhere because of what had washed in. And they were concerned about contamination. They were concerned about what people were doing. They're concerned about water. So, you know, there's a whole checklist of, whew, we got through this and our roof didn't blow off. The neighbors did, so we're going to help them. But now here's all the other things that we have to worry about. Here's all the other things that we have to worry about. And there's a huge list. All right, so while that's going on during the day, there was something else that was happening that we haven't talked about in a very long time on the show because we've really gone through what has been an amazing time as far as the market is concerned. I mean, the market has been up, 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 occasionally a bounce here and there, but the market just fell with a thud. I mean, you could hear that thud big time. It just collapsed. I'm going to say collapsed, not collapsed like 2008, but really, really, really took a dive. And that's something that we're not used to seeing, right? Why did the stock market tank so much? And what is it that drove it in that direction? So, like I said, a crazy day while all these emergencies are going off in Florida. But it was on Wall Street, there's a little bit of a panic because it's been such a hot market. And out of nowhere, seemingly, 832-point drop for the Dow Jones just a week after there was a record high. It's that roller coaster ride. So what was it? Was it the 10-year Treasury note whose rate impacts the pricing on things from fixed-rate mortgages, houses, to stocks, to virtually every other financial asset on the planet that you can think of, climbing to 3.25% for the first time since 2011, the spring of 2011? Is it what's happening with the U.S. trade war with China? Is that some of this? I think it's the interest rates rising. It's a big reason why. They're rising because economic data has been positive. So of these historically low interest rates and slow economic growth, now we're picking up the speed with the economy growing at 4.2% in the second quarter. It's the fastest we've seen in 4 years. The job market is flush. The unemployment rate is 3.7%, the lowest in 50 years. That's what's happening. So higher interest rates flip that around and flip the equation around, and that's the deal. And tech stocks dropped. A bunch of those dropped big time. Is it the beginning of a correction? That's what everybody's talking about. Coming up, we're hitting the mailbag to get your thoughts here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael's winds have tapered off, but it's still a Category 3 storm as it crosses Florida and into Georgia. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray is tracking the system.
This is a Category 3 storm. rolling into Georgia as we speak from the south. I can assure you that's never happened as long as records have been kept for a storm this strong to enter Georgia from the south. This is incredible.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says the storm's power will be felt for hundreds of miles around.
There's a lot of wind in there, not just around the center as we focus here, causing a lot of the damage, but also these rain bands could contain hurricane force winds and also tornadoes.
At least one death has been reported. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses are without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, papers,
mailbag.
And arrive a little later.
Just in time for Halloween. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, you're hitting the mailbag. Oh, Nathan. Too, I say this, but, and I think that's why I need to throw out the number more. If you want to dive in, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. I don't know. What do you make of the weather people standing there with the winds blowing? I am minutes away from debris flying in my face and as somebody who used to be in television news, listen, those kinds of experiences of Dan Rather, that he covered this horrific showing what it was like and had gone to Vietnam and covered Vietnam and whatnot. And then next thing you know, he was earning his way up to doing the evening news. But do you really want to see that? Like, I wonder how much people want to see. And is it that we just, are we worried for our friends in Florida? Are we thinking, oh, that just draws people? What is it about the drama of that? Somebody said to me, and we've got a bunch of emails. So anyway, you can always jump on the digits, 855-266-2283 if you're listening to me live. If not, and you are jogging, taking the train to Manhattan from New Jersey, somebody named Brad wrote to me the other day that he But thanks for that, Brad. And he was listening, wanting to send emails and comments and whatnot because his schedule had changed. So I got this one from Carl who says, "Hi, Ms. Delaney. I have to say it is so ridiculous, some of the coverage of this Hurricane Michael. Of course we're worried about the people. Of course we want to know how they're doing. And I suppose we want to see some footage from there to say, oh, I can't believe people are trying to ride that out," or whatever our commentary is. But one of the most ridiculous things I heard out of one of the mouths of the reporter that was standing there is that they... I turned it off as soon as I heard that. I don't know, maybe they got it confused. Drones afterwards, the aerial view of, okay, wow, look what this looks like now. This is the devastation. This is why we had a state of emergency. That's why Rick Scott was hysterical, telling people to, Florida State closed down from Tuesday to Friday, knowing that this could smash into Tallahassee like nobody's business. So drones afterwards... Yes, and so maybe there was some confusion on that. I didn't hear the reporter who said that, but they might have gotten tangled up in their words, because, of course, you're not flying a drone in any kind of high winds of any sort. Then there was this comment. This one was from Ronnie. "Hi, Kate. I've emailed you in the past, but it has been a long time. I have to admit, I am listening to the show. I'm a big fan. Go, girl, go. I heard you say something about 10 years. And for 10 years, so many times you have no idea what a comfort you've been to me." Oh, Carl, thank you. And he goes on to say, the crazy thing with these hurricanes is the water afterwards. And so often I think that gets lost in the convo, although lately more people are pointing that out. Don't you think that this is part of what's so scary about these hurricanes is the water that either surges up and over, slams into houses, or the water that follows that hurricane at such an alarming rate it comes down? Well, yeah, that was the thing. Thanks for that. That was the thing with Florence, remember, because Florence hovered. That was the thing with Harvey in Houston that was so God awful. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it, where it just was people had Harvey circling around like a vicious predator. So it didn't come in, just go in like with a roar. It stayed around and kept circling and circling and circling. And that's nasty because it was water, 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 water. And that's what happened with all the floods. And you know, people frantically sandbagged. There was, there were different things that have happened in the wake of some disastrous hurricanes and floods in the past. But Mother Nature is Mother Nature, and there's only so much you can do. And if you're in a low-lying area, you're in a coastal area, you're anywhere where there's a ton of water and then some landmass that's not really exactly way above sea level, this is what you can expect when you have a lot of flooding, when you have high amounts of rainfall. And that is the part. That was the part that was so brutal. It was the levees, remember, in Katrina, and it was the wind that crushed Mississippi. Because that really was the true hurricane, if you're talking about mostly the wind. And, of course, with this toxic red tide that I mentioned, and, you know, I have a great affinity for Florida. I love Florida. I've got a lot of people in my life that live there. And as a kid, I remember taking trips there, and it was always so fun. And I have been all over the place. I mean, I've been to some of the coolest places and towns, coastal towns in Florida. And every time now, that is in my head. Like, I look at it like, oh, I can see why. I see why this happens when you have these hurricanes. And it is. It's sad to see, you know, houses underwater and knowing what happens afterwards. But hopefully the people inside were gone. And now when they come back, it is about digging out, rebuilding, whatever it takes. But when you look at the category scales, and you're talking about Cat 4, 130 to 156, I mean, really? Cat 5? Yeah. And I was looking at hurricanes and Cat 4s and 5s. Andrew was definitely a 5, and it was awful. Michael, a 4, but just by a couple of miles per hour. You had, remember, we've had, gosh, I'm just thinking this the other day. I was trying to, someone was asking me, name some of the devastating. It was Irma last year. Harvey, I mentioned Harvey. And, of course, Camille was one of the most deadly, and that was right there off the Gulf Coast, Louisiana, and that's way back in the late 60s. I saw some old footage of that. Somebody was playing the old footage, and it was, boy, it looked nasty. And Camille was devastating. Andrew was devastating. I mean, all of these are, you know, it's hurricane season. You know that that's the possibility and all the things that goes with it, like I said. Okay, so let's jump to another one. This one is from Charlie. Kate, I'm listening to you in Sarasota. It's like we feel so badly for the people who are just north of us and we'll race to help them. And we know exactly what that's like as we've gone through that crazy watch of how bad is it going to be? What kind of devastation is it going to leave behind? And we dodged it this time, but we dodged it all along, knowing where Michael was tracking. There was no way of a massive curve there. And it was very sad to see what other people are dealing with. If you live on the coast, you know that this is a risk that you take when you go through a hurricane season. You just have to be ready and prepared, much like I'm sure the people in California think about earthquakes or others think about tornadoes. Yeah, except for at least with the hurricanes, whether they veer off or the wind speed dies down, which was always a good thing. You have no warning with the earthquake and you have very little with the tornado. They've gotten better, but you can't predict those things exactly. Oh, you live near a fault line and you know the big one's coming. Every Californian says that. Well, we know what we live with. The big one's coming. So I think it's a little bit different with the hurricane. At least there's a little bit of time to clear. And this one was a quick one. I mean, there wasn't a ton of time here. It just, all of a sudden it was bad. You know, you had like a couple of days. Yes, we're tracking this. Boom, all of a sudden it comes in. Now I've got this one from Joe who says, lost in the day probably was that House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy is going to introduce legislation that's going to fund President Trump's proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexican border with that $23.4 billion price tag. Kate, do you think it will go through? Well, I think it's in drafting, but it's supposed to come out, you're right, in the next couple of days. They call it pro forma. The House is in recess until mid-November, so after the midterm elections, they wouldn't consider the legislation for another month or so. I don't know. Will it have a difficult passage? It could, because you can't control the numbers completely. And, McCarthy went to the U.S.-Mexico border for a tour, or is going for a tour, and a briefing by the Department of Homeland Security. But there are a couple of Republicans who are interested in seeing it pass, but it's a numbers game. So money for the border wall has been a very contentious battle in any of the negotiating between the Democrats and the Republicans the entire time the president has been in office. So the legislation being written, okay, but what does it mean? Will any of this be paid for by Mexico? Remember we kept hearing, well, Mexico's going to pay for part of the wall. Mexico's paying for the wall. So I think it may have a tough time. If it passes the House, you still need 60 votes to clear the Senate. That's a pretty big threshold. Coming up next, it's time to nail the score. 855-266-5283. Nail the score next with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Win prizes, bragging rights, and let's face it, just have fun. As we go to the game of the week in the NFL, hard to believe, although I feel like I'm a broken record or perhaps a parrot saying the same thing every week. How do we get to October and the middle of October almost? Week six in the NFL. Week six in the NFL. And I would say the Sunday night game is one of the games of the week. Pat Mahomes, unbelievable, this kid, the quarterback of the Chiefs, who is a Texas product, and boy, he is fun to watch. And he'll be going up against the old man, that would be Tom Brady and the Patriots. They call it a flex game, so it's been flexed to Sunday night on NBC. It kicks at 8:20 Eastern. I'm going to take the calls in just a minute here, and we'll get some of those guesses going. But just a point of fact here, it's interesting because I get a lot of people on NBC ready for that Sunday night game. When you're not listening to me on America Tonight, you can always catch me on the Kate Delaney Show, which is on the NBC Sports Radio Network, 3 to 6 Eastern on Saturday and Sunday. You can get it on SiriusXM 205. Just download the free NBC Sports Radio app, too. You can get me that way, or a bunch of radio stations across the country carry the show. So isn't it great? I get all my loves. politics. It's all tug of war, too, right? Politics, business, and sports. So who wins? Is it KC or is it Patriots? It's the old man quarterback, who's 41, or it's the young star from Texas, who's the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
This is going to be one of the most badassest games we've watched all season.
I agree.
Oh, Mr. Kansas City Chief himself, being a Texas boy, is going to outwit the old man 35-28.
35-28, KC. I love it. And I do think it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a good game. Hey, last week it was all about defense, and it ended up being an overtime game. The Cowboys, 4th-and-1. Don't even get me started on that, Pete. But at least it was edge-of-your-seat drama or sadness, depending on how you look at it. But this one I think is going to be really close. I like your prediction, Pete, in Texas. Let's go to Dan, also listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Okay, 31-27, Kansas City over the old man.
Over the old man, I like that.
Well, I'm just using your analogy.
Yeah, I know. He's really not an old man, but I just think it's funny they always say that.
Well,
he's
yeah,
40, 41.
In football, he's an old man.
Oh, he is. He is. He is an old man in football. I like that. All right, so I like it. Another Kansas City Chiefs prediction. Dan, thanks. Anybody else want to jump in on the action? 855-266-5283. I sound like a carnival barker. Jump into the action. Just step into the tent right now. 855-266-5283. How about those peeps in Alaska? What are you guys doing up there? What if Alaska had a football team? Wouldn't it be cool? I think it'd be cool if Alaska had a team. Well, but then the problem would be all the travel with the other teams. I don't know. I think it could be really interesting. I mean, they want to take the NFL anyway. I guarantee Roger, give me some more money, Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, he wants it to be the all-world league anyway. So let's just extend it. Let's have a team in Hawaii and a team in Alaska. I will volunteer to cover them for any radio show I do. I'll just mix them all up together. We'll broadcast America Tonight, NBC, and everything else in between. All right, Sharon in Maine. Hello, hello, Sharon.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I missed the team. KC, and who's the other one?
KC and a team called the Patriots.
Oh, ooh. I'm going to go with KC 31-17.
31-17, so you like a little bit of a blowout there, Miss Sharon. 31-17 KC, you could be right, stay warm. It's starting to get cooler in Maine. They had snow the other day in Colorado. Some people were sending me some pictures of that snow. When it's the first snow, it's always a big deal. It's like, but don't you always get snow in Colorado once it's officially winter? It's like Minnesota. It's cold and icy. Really? How long is it cold and icy? It's more a question of, how long is winter dragging on in either one of those places? Speaking of that, let's go to the mothership and Nathan, because he's always right on with his predictions. Nathan, what do you think?
I'm just slipping and sliding around up here in Minnesota. Well, it hasn't frozen yet.
It hasn't frozen.
Feels
hey,
like it.
You know what? I am threatening for the first time. I have not been up to the studios. It looks like there's a good chance I might come up to the studios.
Oh, is that that's a threat?
No, I'm taking everyone out, so I guarantee everyone will be there if I'm up there at the studio.
We will.
Yeah, we'll pack them in, exactly. So, and hopefully not slip sliding all over the place during any kind of a storm. Who do you think wins? Do you like KC in this one, or do you like the other team, the Patriots?
I like Kansas City. Do you like Kansas City?
I do. I think it's, but you know what? The Patriots, come on, Bill Belichick, and look, they've won all those Super Bowls. You can't just throw them.
Oh, yeah, I was just talking about the town. I don't even
know. Oh, I like KC. No, I like KC.
Yeah, you know, I'll let it ride with everyone else here on the KC, but let's keep it tight. Let's do 24-21.
24-21 KC, so says Nathan. I like it, Nathan. Thank you.
Got it.
By the way, anybody listening and saying, doesn't she always say that we can send, because you always do, there's always at least, sometimes 3 to 5, sometimes more than that as people start to catch on. So I need to say the email address, katedelaneyradio.com. I made it that because everybody was confused about americatonight.net.com. So what I could get was katedelaneyradio.com. If you go there, you can always find me. I leave the breadcrumbs out for all of you. And you just go to contact and then click on that and write what your thought is. Who's gonna win? Is it gonna be KC or is it gonna be the Patriots? Who do you think is gonna win the game? That's all I'm looking for. So I look at this week and I think of Bill Belichick and the way he can outmaneuver the best of them. And then you look at KC and they haven't had a loss, and even a great team can come up with a loss. Right? I mean, of course. And then still be incredible. Usually there is some kind of a weird anomaly game. I think there is. But I just am so hard-pressed to go against KC. I really am. I don't want to. And my guesses have been terrible. You know, the Chiefs and the Rams right now, the two teams in the NFL, are the only two teams... These two teams in the NFL are the only two teams with a 99% chance of making the playoffs. That's crazy, 99% chance because of how they're playing. So if they have a letdown game or even a close game that they lose, could it be this one? It could be, right? It could be. And it's still early, let's face it. But I like the Chiefs because they just have too many weapons. Unless all the weapons got hurt, which would be like 5 players, there'd probably be somebody else that could still get it done. I really like Kareem Hunt. I really like Travis, Kelsey. I like all his weapons. And I like this kid because he has the heart of a lion. He's already showed he can come back. He's not intimidated. He wasn't intimidated by being way down over 10 points to Denver. I think KC wins it. So I'm going to say Kansas City wins it, but it is going to be close. I do think it's going to be a close game, too. I like the game to be 35-31. And that's airing it out a bit because Tom Brady's going to air it out. That means it's really close, Super Bowl close. Chiefs and the Patriots are actually giving up the points. They're giving up 3.5 points. They're favored in this game because, remember, they're at home. We'll see on Sunday Night Football who wins. Thanks to all of you for playing Nail the Score. Don't worry. Anybody who sent me an email, I will get them locked and loaded before we skedaddle. And you count. Looks like there's about 4 of them, so you're in the running, too. As always, hats off to all of you. Take care, and thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.